This is Hopes and Fish. Jesus stood by the lake. The crowd came to hear about God. Then Jesus saw two boats beside the lake. The fishermen had fished all night, but they did not catch one fish. It was time to clean the nets. How tired the fishermen were.
Jesus got into one of the boats. He told the fishermen to sail out a little from the land. He talked to the crowd while he was in the boat. Then he talked to the fishermen. "Go out and fish," Jesus said. "We fished all night," said Peter. "We did not catch one fish, but if you tell us to go, we will."
Then the tired men sailed back out on the lake. They let down the net. This time the net was filled with fish. And then the net broke. "Help, help," they yelled. A boat came to help them. And soon they had filled two boats with fish. Jesus had helped the fishermen.
Now we're going to do some special sounds which help us with our reading. So I need Victoria, Evie, Zoe, Ian, Avea, shoulder to shoulder. There you go. Good job. All right, let's say some together. Ready?
Sneak, snack, SM, third and three, THR, skin, squid, SK. T-W.
Good job. All right, Ian, can you say this one for me?
Chicken church, C-H.
Good job.
Curtain crab, C-R.
Very good.
During drums, D-R.
Nurse, U-R.
And scat, S-C.
Very good. You can be seated.
Is it over yet?
No, not yet. But do you feel that nice prairie breeze?
We must be in spring!
Spring is one of the seasons we have learned. There are four seasons: winter, spring, summer, and fall.
Winter has the months December, January, February.
Spring has the months March, April, and May.
Summer has the months of June, July, and August.
Fall has the months of September, October, and November.
The seasons cover all the months of the year.
We learned about seasons in science, but I really like social studies.
I remember that we learned about all the countries and all the children from around the world.
And we learned that Jesus loves us all. Does anyone have a map? Let's do a map review.
And we're going to do a map review with Nathaniel, Journey, Anesu, Kendall, Aurora, Lily. We're going to stop at the mic, remember? And back up. Okay. Journey, what state do we live in?
Texas.
What country do we live in, Kendall?
The United States of America.
Can you come point to the United States of America? Good job. The United States has two states that don't touch the other states. Can you name one?
Mexico?
No, that's all right.
Alaska?
Alaska, good job.
Hawaii?
Hawaii's the other one, very good. Now we're looking for the two neighbors. Name one?
Hawaii.
No, that was a state. So what's one of the neighbors? It's all right if you don't remember. We're nervous. Okay, go ahead. Anesu, do you remember one of the countries?
Mexico.
Mexico, good job. What's another one, Kendall?
Indian?
No.
Canada?
Canada. Good job.
Appalachia?
Oh, wait, just one second. Wait for a question. Here we go. All right. Wait. Go back. I'll try again. Here we go. Ready? What continent do we live on?
Texas.
No, that's the state. Oh. What continent do we live on?
South America.
Close. Journey, what continent do we live on?
North America.
North America. Wow. How many continents are there, Inesu?
Seven.
The green one. Can you name one besides North America?
South America.
South America.
Europe.
Europe. Good job.
Asia.
Asia.
Africa.
Africa. So we've done North America, South America, Europe, Asia, Africa. We're missing two.
Australia.
Australia.
Antarctica.
Good job. Blue. There you go. How many oceans are there, Kendall?
Four.
Can you name one?
Indian Ocean.
Indian.
Atlantic.
Atlantic.
Pacific.
Pacific, there's one left. Indian, Atlantic, one left. Do you remember?
Arctic.
Arctic, good job. You can all be seated, very good.
Is it over yet?
No, but all these horses in the pasture make me want to count them. Do you remember how to count?
I remember we learned how to count by tens. That was easy. Rylan, will you count with me?
10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 100.
I can count by fives.
Me too. Let's count together.
5, 10, 15, 20, 35, 40, 35, 40, 45, 50, 55, 60, 65, 70, 75, 80, 85, 90, 95, 100.
We also learned how to count by ones and twos.
All these ways to help us when we count our money.
There are four quarters in a dollar because a quarter is worth 25 cents. George Washington is on the quarter.
You have to count by tens to count a dime. There are 10 dimes in $1. A dime is worth 10 cents. Franklin D. Roosevelt is on the dime.
Counting nickels is the same as counting by fives. It takes 20 nickels to make $1. A nickel is worth 5 cents. Thomas Jefferson is on this nickel.
Don't forget about pennies. There are 100 pennies in a dollar. And a penny is worth 1 cent. And Abraham Lincoln is on the penny.
We're going to count some money, and we're going to have Lily, Journey, Avea. Oh, I didn't tell you the right order. I'm sorry. Rylan, then Avea, and Lily, Adam, Julian, Journey. You can line up. There you go. Good job. All right, Rylan, what is this coin?
A dime.
How much is it worth?
10 cents.
Can you count some dimes for me?
10, 20, 30, 40.
How about if we were to add 2 pennies to that?
42.
Good job. You can be seated. Avea, what is this coin?
A nickel.
And how much is it worth?
5 cents.
Can you count some nickels for me?
5, 10, 15, 20, 25.
Now what if we added a couple pennies to that? So we would have 25...
22, 23, 26, 27, 28.
There you go. Good job. Lily, What is this coin?
A quarter.
And what if I added a nickel to it? Do you remember? I'll start over. All right. How about, what did we say this was?
A dime.
How much is it?
10 cents.
And then what if we did another dime?
20.
How about a nickel now? Count them by fives.
26.
20, almost.
27. 25.
Yeah, 25. And now add a penny.
26.
There you go. And another penny?
27.
Very good. You can be seated. Journey, what's this coin?
A quarter.
And I'm going to add a nickel.
30.
And then a dime.
40.
And another dime?
50.
And how about three pennies?
53.
53, good job. You can be seated. Adam, how much is this?
25.
And add a nickel?
30.
And another nickel?
35.
And another one?
40.
And how about a dime now?
50.
And one more dime?
60.
And two pennies?
62.
Good job. You can be seated. Last one. How about if I have a quarter and then I add another quarter, Julian?
50 cents.
50. How about and a dime?
60.
And another dime?
70.
And a nickel?
75.
And a penny?
76.
Very good. You can be seated. We're going to do some number recognition, and I need Avery and Zoe, Evie, Kendall, Ivion in a line right by the mic. There you go. Good job. Avery, can you tell me what number this is?
28.
Very good. Zoe?
75.
Look at it again.
57.
Yes. Go ahead. Evie?
48.
Very good.
70.
70. Good job.
60.
All right, now we're going to make it hard. Ready? What number comes after 19?
20.
Good. What comes after 43?
45.
44. There you go. What comes after 77?
78.
Good job. What comes after 14?
15.
Good job. What comes after 89?
90.
Very good. Now we're going to do what comes before. Avery, what comes before 88?
87.
Good job. You can be seated. What comes before 94?
93.
Good job. What comes before 11?
10.
Good. You can be seated. Sorry, Zoe. You can be seated. What comes after? No, we're doing before. What comes before 55?
54?
Yes, 54. And what comes before 47?
46.
Good job. You can be seated. Good job.
Is it over yet?
No, not yet. But I love hearing all the animal sounds.
If I am reading the center, it is about time for us to be doing the evening chores.
Oh, then we should be just in time.
Time! We learned how to tell time!
The big hand tells the minutes and the little hand tells the hours.
I just love to tell time!
Good job.
Is it?
Oh, wait, just a minute. Let's do some clocks. Parker, Grayson, Ian, Brooke, Rylan. Parker, what time does the clock say?
9 o'clock.
Good job. Ian, what time does the clock say?
11:15.
Very good. And Grayson, now what time does the clock say?
1:30.
1:30, good job. And Rylan, what time does the clock say?
3:30.
3:30, good job. Brooke, what time does the clock say?
5 o'clock.
Very good. Parker, what time does the clock say now?
2:15.
2:15, good job. You can be seated. And Ian, what time does the clock say now?
4:30.
Good job. All right. Grayson, what time does the clock say now? Let's see. I'm trying to get it there.
8 o'clock.
8 o'clock. And Rylan?
10:15.
Good job. Brooke?
11:15.
Very good. Can be seated. Good job.
Is it over yet?
I can feel we're getting closer.
Numbers, numbers, numbers. We have been talking about a lot of numbers.
Well, we did learn how to add and subtract.
How about some competition to see who knows their numbers best?
All right, we are going to have a flashcard competition. So we're going to have Ivion and Victoria, Parker, Nathaniel, Grayson, standing shoulder to shoulder. They're going to have a stack of cards in their hands that have the numbers 0 through 9 on them, and they're going to show the answer. Because they're so smart, they say it too fast, I can't tell who's first. Right? That's right. All right, so it's a real competition, so we're going to see who gets to 3 first. All right, you ready? 4 takeaway 1. Good job, Nathaniel. 4 plus 4. Grayson, 8. 6 plus 0. No? What do you have, Victoria? Good, Victoria, 6. I could see you were holding up a card. I couldn't see which one. 5 takeaway 5. Parker? Miss Erin, are you keeping track of the score? All right, here we go. 3 plus 3. Parker?
Yes.
Do you have 2? All right, here we go. 1 plus 1. Victoria? She has 2 now. 2. And 2 plus 5. No? Nathaniel? So do we have 3 with 2? Here we go. 6 plus 3. Nine, Grayson. Good job. Here we go. 1 plus 4. Grayson. Was that 3 for Grayson? Good job. Y'all did so good. Very good. Close competition.
Is it over yet?
No!
The most important thing we learned was about the Bible.
Just like our map shows us the way, the Bible will help guide us in our lives.
That is why it is important to hide God's words in our hearts.
And we're going to all stand, and we're going to say Psalms 23. Ready? We'll stay together.
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Good job. All right, we're going to sing a song, and we do a little bit of rhythm pattern with it, so it's a little interesting for us, so bear with us, all right? We're going to try it, though. Here we go. We're going to do some sword drills, and we're going to have another competition with our sword drills, and that is Aurora, Adam, Julian, Trinley, and Nessu. So if you're not familiar with what a sword drill is, I'm going to tell them a verse in the Bible. I'm going to show them a reference, and they're going to try to find it as fast as they can in a race. And all of the kindergartners know how to do this. It's hard for me to choose who's the fastest, but this group, they win frequently. So we're going to see who wins. Adam, I don't want you to step off that stair. You're scaring me. Do you want to come scoot down a little bit? All right. So are we ready to go? We're going to see who can get to three first. Ready? Acts 4:12.
Acts 4:12.
Charge. Acts 4:12 in the New Testament. Does she have it? Neither
is the saying.
Trinley had it first. It was close. She was looking at that first word. It's throwing her off. Neither. Good job, Trinley. All right. Here we go. John 3:36.
John 3:36.
Charge. Does anybody have it?
He that believeth
in
him.
And he that
through his.
Nope.
Right
there.
Okay, all right. Adam has it. All right. It was close. All right. Here we go. Let's try one in the Old Testament, the first book of the Bible, Genesis 16:13.
Genesis 16:13.
Charge. Genesis 16:13.
And she.
Good job,
and she called the name.
Very
of
good.
The Lord that.
So we have Adam as one, and Trinley and Anestu has one. All right, here we go. Let's try New Testament again. Luke 2:12.
Luke 2:12.
Charge. Luke 2:12.
And
good job, Aurora. All right. Doing so good. All right, let's try the middle of our Bible. Psalm 56:3.
Psalm 56:3.
Charge. Aurora has two. Pressure's on. Pressure's on. Here we go. Proverbs 20:11.
Proverbs 20:11.
Charge.
Even a child is
good
known
job,
by
Adam.
His doings.
Good job. All right. Let's close our Bibles. John 14:6.
John 14:6.
Charge. They're working hard.
Jesus.
She had her finger.
Jesus said unto him, I shall.
All right. Okay. I'm going to say that it was like really close. Can we say it was a tie?
Okay.
How many does Adam have?
I have
two.
Two? And Trinley now has two? Okay. Was Julian and Anessu on the right verses? All right. So they will add to their total. Someone has to get three. All right. Don't make me be the bad guy. Here we go. Psalm 23:3.
Psalm 23:3.
Charge. Put your finger on the verse so we see who has it first.
No.
All right. Nessu, that gives her two. All right. One more. Are we going to win this one this time? Exodus 20:12.
Exodus 20:12.
Charge. We're all waiting patiently. It's in the Old Testament, right after Genesis.
Honor thy father
good job, and thy Adam. Mother. Very good. All right, good job, guys. Worked hard for that one. Humble. He's humble. All right.
Is it over yet?
I think our time has come to an end. Everyone, look at that nice sunset.
This has been such a fun adventure.
Yes, it has, but I am excited about all the new things to learn in first grade.
Cowboys and cowgirls, this rodeo has come to an end.
Let's take what we learned on the adventure and ride into first grade. Hooray!
All right, very good. Didn't they do such a great job? While they are transitioning into their caps and gowns, I'm going to invite our K-3 teacher, Miss Amy McGowan, up here. Both she and Miss Kenny, our K-4 teacher, will give out some awards at this time, all right? Let's give Miss McGowan a hand.
I would like for K-3, if they could come up and have a seat right here. All my K-3 students are not going to be shy at all. I have one more. It's a lot. Well, good evening, everyone. I just wanted to say what a privilege it's been to be a teacher here at Heritage this year. To see these young children start out at such a young age, just babies, really, and to what they are now. I'm so proud. I just could not be prouder of them. So I decided to do Fruit of the Spirit Awards this year. They all exhibit their own personality, and of course, at this age, they're just learning and growing. So I'd like to just go ahead and pass those out now. For the Fruit of the Spirit for Joy, went to Bodie Walker. Over there. Here you go, buddy. He is always smiling and joyful. The next one is Love, and this little boy likes to kiss and hug, and so he had to get the award for Love. That's Cohen. And the next little boy is very full of faith. He loves to sing songs and quote scripture, so he had to get the faith award. That's it and I. And this little girl is very patient, very kind with all of her friends, and just did an amazing job with being patient. Christabella, she gets the Long Suffering Award. And this next little boy, sorry, forgot about my microphone. He's always very sweet, always wanting his friends to get along, so he had to get the Peace Award for Luke Dittmar. And this little girl is always, always loving on her baby dolls and always so sweet and tender. So she had to get the Gentleness Award. And this is for Skylar Sanford. And I just wanted to say that I'm so, so proud of this group. They have grown so much from starting out not knowing how to walk in a line to being able to sit and listen, even though sometimes it's very hard. They have done really well. And I just wanted to thank all the parents for caring about their children enough to place them here so they can learn more about Christ. I hope one day that they will look back at their preschool years and remember not that they learned how to hold a pencil or to sit in a chair, but they learned the scriptures and the Word of God. And that they will remember that they grew here at Heritage. And in Matthew 24:35 says, "Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away." So thank you.
Okay, always got to do a head count. I have 11, and you can see they're not all here, but, you know, kind of like Amy said, this is my third year, and you get up here, and you can say the same thing every year, but you mean the same thing. It is a privilege to be here. It's a privilege to teach all of these children. It's a privilege to be here with my own children, with the staff, and to have one goal in mind is to teach them about Christ and start that foundation. And we've talked about other grades, but this age, they're interesting. They're a lot of fun. But to know that we can come in every morning and talk about Bible stories and sing Bible songs, and they can quote scripture to me, and we can talk about it, and we can talk every day about how you get to heaven. They know, doing those things that are good, reading your Bible and going to church and doing good things. And we talk a lot about being good and being kind, but those aren't how you get to heaven. It's about asking God into your heart, and having that privilege to teach to them about that and understand means more than me than I can imagine. And because I know the teachers are doing the same thing for my children, and it warms my heart. And I said I'm never going to cry, and I usually try not to, but every year each one of them touches a special place in my heart, and I can't wait to see what they go on to do. But my class, every year, we study 26 Bible memory verses, and it doesn't maybe sound like a lot, but for four-year-olds, they memorize every one of these verses, and on Friday afternoon or Friday morning, they get up in front of the class by themselves, and they repeat the verse, and they know it. You think they're squirming in their seats through the week, but they get up there every Friday and each one of them repeats it. And they have all said all 26 Bible verses. And so each one of them are going to be getting a Bible ribbon. And then I have a certificate for each one of them. So when I call your name, you'll come up here and get your certificate and your ribbon. Okay? All right. My words are a little bit different. They all have lots of spunk and lots of personality, so it's kind of figuring out what they are and who they are. So I'll tell you what my awards are for, and then I'll tell you who it is. My first award is for best effort. This student, he's all boy, 100% boy, has the wiggles and the worms and the squirms, but he has tried so hard this year and has been amazing. He has come in every week and told his Bible memory verses, and we talk about standing in line nicely, and he asked me, am I on green? Am I on green? Am I going to get my sticker? Am I going to get my treasure box this week? And he has. He has done really well this year, and I'm so proud and excited for him to go on to kindergarten this year. So the Best Effort Award goes to Aiden. Aiden. The next award is for superb behavior. Therefore, it's difficult to sit in their chairs. It's hard for me to stand up at class all day. But they do it, and they do their best, and they come in and do what they're supposed to and expected. This student always came in with a smile. I never had to ask her to pay attention or to not hurt her friends or to keep her hands to herself. Or there were even times when, you know, she might have something happened on the playground, and she just kept a smile and kept going and never told me. So, Annabelle, you get the Superb Behavior Award. Okay, go sit down. All right. See, I told you they have personalities. They're not shy. This next award is for most musical. I gave this award because this student comes in every day, and she has a song in her heart every day. She constantly has a smile on her face. She's kind of like a little bit of sunshine, and she's sweet. She's sweet to all of her friends, and she loves to sing Bible songs, and she loves to sing in the hallways, and she loves to sing in the bathroom, and she loves to sing at lunch. And the rest of us could all be working quietly, and she's just humming at her desk. I mean, she has a joy in her heart. So Avi gets the most musical award. Oh, she's not here. All right, we'll save that one for last. All right. My next award goes for amazing artist. And you can ask Miss Arnold. Miss Arnold is my helper. She's in my class. And all of my students this year, as soon as they had free time, they wanted paper. They wanted puzzles, books, or whatever, paper. They all wanted to draw and color. And this student covered her paper. Of course, the girls like to draw hearts and flowers, but she'd have hearts all over her paper. But I don't just mean hearts. I mean all of the hearts would be colored, and the whole paper would be colored from edge to edge, from top to bottom. And beautiful. We have, you know, all of them have pictures all over the classroom, but she has some amazing artwork, so I'll be interested to see what her future is going to hold. So, Maggie, you get amazing artist. This award, I gave a similar award last year, and when I tell you that the award is for stupendous storyteller, it's not for fibbing, I promise. This student comes in, and she loves to talk. She loves to tell you what's going on. She loves to tell you that for the winter they went skiing, or they went and played in the snow, or they went to visit a aunt and uncle, or somebody was having a baby. She was always excited, and she always wanted to let you know what was going on. And so for that reason, Marie, you get the Stupendous Storyteller Award. All right. my next award, this student is also has amazing artistic ability, but I gave this one the Ingenious Imagination Award. He draws pictures that are amazing, but they're detailed. He can take a picture, a construction paper, and draw out a city skyline. It's going to have skyscrapers and people and trees and you name it. The whole paper is filled, and it looks like a complete city. Or there's a picture of a camping scene. There's tents and people and trees and families or oceans. It's amazing what he comes up with and what he draws. And just on his own, not even with the subject, he just comes up with it and draws it and is excited about it. And we're all excited for him. And all the kids ask, they want to see his picture. So because of that, Paxton, you get the Ingenious Imagination Award. All right, my next award is for Most Improved. And I chose this award because this student came into class and he was really quiet and a little shy and, you know, kind of did his own thing. And he participated in class, but only if he was called on or he just was kind of taking the rest of us in and seeing what we were doing. But by the end of the year, I didn't know he could laugh. But he's coming out of his shell, and he's just joined along with everybody else, and he's laughing and having a good time, and he's saying the phonics with us and playing with the other boys on the playground, and just like he's one of them. And so he's made an immense stride this year, and I'm really excited. So, Victor, you get the Most Improved Award this year. My next award goes to, this is the Social Butterfly Award. And I really struggled with this one, but this student comes in every morning. She always has a smile on her face. And most of mine know we have a routine. You have to have a routine with 11 4-year-olds. So they all come in and they know it's quiet seat time. They come in, sit down, do something. She comes in and has to go around and she has to talk to everybody and hug everybody and how are you doing and get the gossip for the day and what's going on. But not that, as she's very kind about it, and she is very big on compliments. If you have any type of fingernail polish on your fingers or toes, she'll point it out, and she's been telling Miss Catherine for months that she wants to go to her house to have her nails done. So, but she is very sweet, and she's always complimentative. Doesn't matter if I change my hair or my clothes. It's, Miss Kenny, I love your watch today. Miss Kenny, you look pretty today. Miss Kenny, you look beautiful. Miss Kenny, your shirt is beautiful. So she's very sweet and has that social butterfly attitude. So, Sophia, you get the Social Butterfly Award.
I like your shirt.
Thank you, Kelsey. Let's get that Natalie picture. Can you see where she's at? Right there. Can you see him? Yes, can you see? Thank you, Kelsey. All right. I have the last award, and I guess we don't have to guess who it's for. This award is the Born Leader Award. And this one wasn't very difficult. This student comes in every day, and she leads the class. There's been several times in class we've had a conversation where I'm the teacher. You're not. I appreciate your help, but Miss Kenny's got it under control, I promise. So we have lots of those conversations, but it's good. It really is. But she is a born leader, and it amazes me because I can't wait to see as she matures and she grows what she's going to do with that. She's going to do it, use it for good, and I'm excited because one day in class, I stepped out of the classroom for just a second outside the door, and I came back. And she had all of the kids in my class sitting at their desks with their hands folded and a bubble in her mouth. She did it. I mean, how does a 4-year-old get 10 other 4-year-olds to sit with a bubble? I can't even do that. So she is a born leader, and I'm going to pray for her that I know she's going to do good with it, Julie. I'm excited to see how she's going to use that skill to do good. So, Kelsey Latta, you get the Born Leader Award. All right, you all may go back to your seats, and thank you again for letting me be here tonight.
All right, very good. Very good. If everyone in the audience would stand with me, please, let's welcome our graduates.
Such a great year. Busy year, a little bit of a challenging year, maybe emotional for me, and thank you all for jumping on this roller coaster year with me for life. I even have a senior graduating this year, so you know, there's been days where all of this is real, and he was in my first kindergarten class, so my first kindergarten class is graduating from high school this year. That makes me feel old on so many levels. But I have so loved being a part of your little kids' education. I call them cherubs, so if I say that sometimes, you know where that came from. It is a little overwhelming to me to consider that I'm sharing myself with 20 of them, right? But I'm thankful that the Lord makes up for my inadequacies. It keeps me praying a whole lot, and I have the best helper in the entire world. And that is Miss Erin, and I love her so much. She's always amazing. She makes me feel a little bad about myself because she's tall and beautiful, and I'm like the opposite of that. What's that? All right. Anyways, I have a little teeny tiny thing for her. Let me see real quick. Oh. She's not only my helper, she's one of my dearest friends. So I love you. Thank you so much. And I'm a little scared that she's ruined me for life and that I may never, ever be able to teach without her again. I don't want to think about that. All right. And last year, I tried it last year, so I'm going to try it again. If anyone wants to start a GoFundMe account for us to go on a cruise. Just me and her, no children, or husbands. All right. We'll try. It's worth a try, right? No one took me up on it last year. A very big thank you to all my parents. You've been such a support to me in the class, and you have brought us all of our special treats and spoiled me and Miss Erin so much. Thank you for the times you've jumped in on field trips and come in the classroom and helped. I had a group of moms that separated all my curriculum. All those kinds of things mean the world to me. And I know in kindergarten it takes a lot of parental involvement to get them to this stage. They don't do all of this on their own, so I want to say thank you from my heart for how much you've supported me this year. And so I'm going to tell you a little bit about our awards. Every one of these kindergartners have learned many verses this year. We learn a verse for every letter of the alphabet. Then we learn several passages, the Lord's Prayer, the Christmas story in Luke chapter 2, Psalms 100 and Psalms 23. So it comes to about 45 verses in all, and they all learn them. And they also learn the books of the Bible, as you saw. So they're going to all get an award for that. And then there are two certificates. One says excellence, and that's for the subjects they have A's in, and a certificate for recognition for those that they have B's in. Then there's some trophies that are based on the highest grade in each subject, and there was two trophies that they won tonight. And then there's two trophies that are a little subjective based on mine and Miss Erin's opinions for the class, and so we're going to get started, and I have everything organized for them in a bag. That's not true. My mom and dad are here. I'm 40. How old am I? 42. I still need my parents to come help me get through big days. This is one of them. And they came up, and they've been such a huge help, and I've just given them lists of stuff to do, and they do it. And, you know, Brother Jesse, there's lots of people that help me out make all of this happen, all right? It's not just me and not just Miss Erin. So I am certainly a village. It takes a church and a school and a village to get me through all of this, all right? So here's our first awards. Nathaniel Arnold. Nathaniel has a Bible memory ribbon and A's in Bible and spelling, penmanship, math, and phonics. He also won our art trophy. He's an amazing artist, and I love seeing his pictures and his drawings. He does a great job. I don't mind if you clap after each one, all right? We're going to go through that. All right. Zoe Boggy. Zoe has a Bible memory ribbon, an A's in Bible, spelling, phonics, and a B in reading. And she's the very youngest one in our class, and we all love taking care of her. She's just sweet little Zoe. Good job, Zoe. I'm proud of you. Julian Barona. Julian has a Bible memory ribbon and A's in Bible, reading, spelling, math, phonics. That's all of them. That's all of the ones we have that we get graded on. Julian's a great student. He had the highest average in math, so he got a trophy for our math, for being the best math student. Good job, Julian. Trinley Cockcroft. Trinley has a Bible memory ribbon and A's in Bible, reading, spelling, math, and phonics, and a B in penmanship. Trinley also gets our spelling trophy. She did not miss one word all year. Now, we do that just in January, but still, yes. And there were several that only missed one, so they're awesome spellers. I have to tell you a little story about Trinley. She loves shoes, and she pays attention to all of these things. And I told you what a wonderful helper Miss Erin is to me, but sometimes I drive her, you know, a little crazy. And one day she came to school with two different shoes on, but she didn't notice. But guess who noticed? And I didn't notice, all right? So that tells you we're equally crazy, right? I wasn't paying attention. And sweet little Trinley, she raises her hand and she says, "Miss Erin, why are you wearing two different shoes?" And Erin looked down and she was like, "I don't know." We've laughed a lot about that, all right? So she always has the best shoes. I wish they made glitter shoes in my size like she wears to school sometimes. All right, Aurora Cole. Okay, all right, thank you very much. Aurora has a Bible memory ribbon and A's in Bible, spelling, math, and phonics, and B's in reading and penmanship. Great job, Aurora. Very good. Grayson Davis. Grayson has a Bible memory ribbon and A's in Bible, spelling, math, phonics, and B's in reading and penmanship. And he won the flashcard competition, so he gets a trophy. Good job, Grayson. Evie DeCandia. Evie has a Bible memory ribbon and A's in Bible, penmanship, spelling, and phonics, and B's in reading and math. And she has, like, really incredible penmanship, too. I have several that do. She did a great job. Very good, Evie. Ian Decker. Ian has a Bible memory ribbon and A's in Bible, spelling, math, and phonics, and a B in reading and penmanship. Very good, Ian. Good job. And I know I'm already like halfway done, but as parents, if you need to move around and you want to move up and take pictures, we're going in alphabetical order. You're welcome to do that. I apologize, I didn't say that earlier. Rylan Gale. Rylan has a Bible memory ribbon and A's in Bible, reading, spelling, numbers, phonics, and a B in penmanship. Great job, Rylan. Parker Hamilton. Parker has a Bible memory ribbon and A's in Bible, spelling, penmanship, math, and phonics, and a B in reading. And Parker has really loved school this year because she didn't want to miss one day spending with us. And she has perfect attendance. Good job. All right, Adam Lepper. Adam has a Bible memory ribbon and A's in Bible, reading, spelling, math, and phonics, and a B in penmanship. He also got the sword drill trophy. Great job, Adam. I have to say a little extra about Adam. He's new to us this year. He started in April because his dad came to be our new school administrator. So I really can't take credit for teaching Adam. He came to me already like the smartest, and he was so well taught before he came. Adam, who taught you before I did? Is she the best teacher ever? What? What? I'm sorry, I didn't mean to throw you under. I think that your mom's pretty awesome. She's a great teacher, and Adam's an incredible reader, and he got our reading trophy too as well. Great job, Adam. All right, Anesu Mafi. Anesu has a Bible memory ribbon and A's in Bible, reading, spelling, math, and phonics, and penmanship. She again had A's in everything. She's a great student and was barely edged out for the top student, but she has incredible penmanship and probably the best in the class and probably should teach it. But I gave her a trophy instead. So and there you go, Anesu. Good job. Avea McDonald. Avea has a Bible memory ribbon and A's in Bible, spelling, penmanship, and phonics, and B's in math and reading. Very, very good. Good job. Remember that we're supposed to put our awards under our chair? Remember, put your awards under our chair. All right, it was worth a try. Lily McGowan. Lily has a Bible memory ribbon and A's in Bible, reading, spelling, math, and phonics, and a B in penmanship. Lily is a very good student. She had the highest phonics average, so she got our phonics trophy. Very good, Lily. Journey McLeod. Journey has a Bible memory ribbon and A's in Bible, spelling, math, and phonics, and a B in reading. She has just the best heart. I love her for it. And she's very faithful to remind me to pray for anybody who's missing in class. So I just wanted to recognize her for that as well. But thank you. Good job, Journey. Ivy Machuki. Ivion has a Bible memory ribbon, an A's in Bible, spelling, penmanship, math, and phonics, and a B in reading. Great job, Ivion. Victoria Nicodemus. Victoria has a Bible memory ribbon and an A's in Bible, spelling, penmanship, and phonics, and B's in math and reading. I have a little extra thing about her as well. I don't usually give a Christian character award for kindergarten because they're really young. So to say Christian character, that's a hard call for me to make. But I have a lot of girls in class this year. And so there have been days where maybe there was a little drama and we're learning to, you know, navigate friendships and relationships, things like this. So we talked a lot about kindness. We talked a lot about being a good friend and not being concerned if someone else is a good friend. Make sure you're being a good friend and things like that. And so Victoria was very kind and she didn't seem to complain about others as well. I know she's not perfect, but I gave her a kindness award, so very good, Victoria. Good job. Brooke Pratt. Brooke has a Bible memory ribbon and an A in Bible, spelling, reading, and phonics, and B in penmanship and math. Very good, Brooke. Avery Price. Avery has a Bible memory ribbon and A's in Bible, reading, spelling, penmanship, math, and phonics. So she has A's in all of her subjects. There were a few other ones who had A's in everything. Avery, her average beat everybody, so she's my top student. Good job, Avery. Kendall Samford. Kendall has a Bible memory ribbon and A in Bible and B's in phonics, math, penmanship, and spelling. She's worked really, really hard. At the beginning of school, we had some days of tears and maybe a little lack of confidence. But her mom, I would say, let's try this. And we would work at it. And they didn't give up on her and I didn't give up on her. She gives lots of good hugs. And she's just turned so many things around. I'm so proud of her. I'm not going to cry. Okay. But Kendall is my most improved student. Good job, Kendall. All right, so that's the end of our awards. We're going to take just a moment, and we're going to thank our parents and also watch a short video. So moms and dads, if you can make sure you're close, they're going to bring you a little something, come back to their seats, and we're going to watch some pictures about our school year this year. obviously we hadn't seen that before. That was exciting. Okay. All right, I need my kindergartners, though, to sit really good. Are we all sitting really quietly? I feel like we lost somebody. Okay. Oh, there we go. All right. This is our important time where we're going to get our diploma. So I'm going to ask Brother Lepper and Pastor Crawford to join us up on the stage. All right. All right, so parents, if you want to move to the front row, we're going to have a little photo opportunity over there. Miss Erin will get them nice and situated, and we're going to award them with their diplomas. All right? Shh. All right, here we go. Ready? Nathaniel Arnold. Sorry, gave you the wrong one. Zoe Boggy. Good job.
Great job.
Now I go. Julian Barona. Trinley Cockcroft. Good job. It's so proud. Good job. Aurora Cole. Grayson Davis. Yeah. We'll fix it. All right, go like that. Do you want to give up? Good job. Evie DeCandia. Ian Decker. Good job, Ian. Rylan Gale. Parker Hamilton. Good job. Adam Lepper. Nessu Mafi. Are we? We're not sure. Okay. Good job. Avea McDonald. Lily McGowan. Journey McLeod. Ivyan Machuki. Victoria Nicodemus. Brooke Pratt. Avery Price. Kendall Samford. I do just want to clarify that I told them they could choose whether to hug me or not. Some kids are huggers, some aren't. I didn't want to force them, so I don't want you to think you didn't hug my child. I will give them all the hugs they want, all right? I'm a hugger, but I let them have their space if they need it. Anyways, let's stand. Kindergarten, ready? I present to you the class of 2018, the future class of 2030. All right, here we go. Nicely throw your hats. Oh! All right, kindergartners, you can take your things, and parents, you might want to help them. Come greet them. They're going to come to you. So you can go find your moms and dads. Keep it all. Keep it all. Don't forget your diplomas. Moms and dads, they also have cowboy hats and their bandanas in this hallway right here that they're welcome to take with them. Let me tell them. Sure.
All right, just a couple of quick announcements before we go. Just a couple of quick announcements, a couple of things I'd like to say. Mrs. Tramar, how many years have you taught now? Yeah, 12 years in kindergarten. And your son was in your first class, right? I think it is well deserved for us to give Ms. Tramar a hand. What a great job she does. I would say, if I asked most of you in this room, and if you asked me that, if I asked you what your dream job was, being in the room with 25-year-olds may not be at the top of that list. But I would say for Mrs. Tramar, it probably is. She loves what she does, and it's very obvious to all of us that watch her that she loves the Lord, she loves your children, and she loves doing what she does. So thank you so much. She does a wonderful job. Great job. Kindergartners, you did such a great job. What a great, great job. K3, K4, you did a great job as well. Everyone in here is invited to a reception just in the gym, just across the way. We'd love for you to be there, just some light refreshments. We'd love for you to spend some time there. Every family has decorated half of a table with some things that remind them of their kindergartner. So we'd love for you to see that. If we can, let's stand together. We'll close in a word of prayer, and then we'll go across that way, all right? Very good. Let's have a word of prayer together.